This is your daily Bloomberg ETF podcast with Bloomberg's Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, January 4th. ETFs face some challenges in the new year, ranging from education to what some are calling ETF abuse. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas explains.
When you use a mutual fund and you want to switch over to an ETF, you have to learn how to trade a little bit to know what a limit order is and a market order. That's an education barrier that is very important.
As Balchunas puts it, you don't want to invest in a cheap ETF and then lose the advantage of those low fees by paying too much as you trade it. And Balchunas says another issue involves the overtrading of ETFs.
We've seen a report come out of Germany talking about, they call it ETF abuse, which is a kind of a funny, hardcore word for it, but you could argue it's true, that in many accounts they study, people, the ETF section of the account saw 1% decline with the ETFs. Not that the ETFs lost money, but the market timing. When the people are trying to market time and trade and, you know, buy low and sell high, a lot of times they end up buying low and selling lower.
Balchunas breaks down the numbers behind concerns that ETFs are overtraded.
The trading volume is $20 trillion. And that's only on $2.4 trillion of assets. In other words, the assets turn over 830% a year. Stocks, by comparison, trade about $50 trillion, but on $25 trillion, so they turn over 200% a year. In short, ETFs trade four times more than stocks. A lot of that is because big institutions using SPY and these ones jack up that overall number. But there has been some evidence, and this is what John Bogle of Vanguard complains about, that even retail and Vanguard investors are trading a little too much and not feeling all the advantages and the long-term returns that they could because they're trying to time the market.
Balchunas emphasizes the concern is not about the structure of ETFs. Rather, it's about investor behavior and market timing. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.